One of my favorite things in the world, there's a YouTube video. Maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. If you haven't, you need to find it. It's one of my favorite things. It gives me great joy.
Oh my gosh, but, this is a build-up.
I can't remember. It might have been the Mike Douglas show. But
Michael Douglas, actor Michael Douglas?
No. There was a Mike Douglas show, just a guy. But
was he married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
It's entirely possible.
Okay.
No, actually, probably not. That would be really creepy.
Did he get throat cancer for weird reasons?
Did he say he got throat cancer for weird reasons?
I know.
Except I don't think Richard Gere was the one that started.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Douglas. Did
Wait. Are we blaming the gerbils?
That's what I'm saying. Richard Gere wasn't the one that came out and said, "Oh, I had a tough weekend. I had a gerbil up my ass." I mean, he did not do that.
Did a gerbil go down on Catherine Zeta-Jones?
And give Michael Douglas throat cancer?
It was the same gerbil that was up Richard Gere's ass. That's where the trouble began.
That gerbil's a troublemaker.
Okay. It might not have been the Mike Douglas show, so maybe we'll just drop that part. But either way...
It was the Richard Gere weekend show.
Yes. So John Lennon and Yoko Ono and whatever their hippy-dippy bullshit band was at that time.
Plastic Uno Band.
Sure. Is that really what they were called?
Yep. Plastic Uno Band?
I hate it. I hate it a lot. A lot of my hatred actually stems from this clip. Okay, so most importantly, John Lennon and Chuck Berry were on the show. Chuck Berry was an inspiration to John Lennon. You know, he's really? All that there. Okay. So it was just a wonderful moment. I'm trying to remember what song. I can't remember what song they were singing. Chuck Berry, John Lennon, they're singing together. It's just, you know, the old school and the newer school, and it's just like it's wonderful.
All the schools.
Unfortunately, the middle plastic school. Yoko Ono band was also there. At some point, you see it happen. Yoko Ono either gets angry that she's not doing anything or bored, and she starts doing her yodeling bullshit.
Oh.
And when it happens, she's actually not on camera. It's just a close-up of Chuck Berry, John Lennon, sharing a microphone, singing a song. And Chuck Berry doesn't miss a beat, mind you, because he's a professional. But the moment the yodeling starts, you just see his eyes just, huh? But he's still singing. And it's just what? It's like, we're still going. John Lennon's used to this, so it doesn't faze him at all.
Yeah.
I hope he was embarrassed as hell, though. But the best part was, who knows who this guy was? Who knows? Probably no one. His name has been lost in the history of time.
Are we still talking about Mike Douglas?
No. No. He never factors into the story, neither the host of the show.
Because he's the guy with throat
nor
cancer.
Nor the guy who's got throat cancer.
He's in Ant-Man.
But some guy in the sound booth had the wherewithal after about maybe less than 10 seconds. He was just like, shut the mic off.
Just mute it.
Yeah. And so for the rest of the song, every time it cuts to a wide shot, you see Yoko Ono like a bratty child with her own microphone, like this insane person, just yodeling and yelling and doing her weird vocalizations to no effect.
She doesn't know she's been cut off.
She has no idea she's been cut off because some guy was really smart and said, we have two legends of rock and roll on stage. Yeah. And this bitch.
Yeah, it was Chuck Berry's agent.
It's just making, like, not even in harmony with the song. Just bullshit.
Just upstaging.
Like a temper tantrum little kid. And he just shuts her off.
So the first time I went to the MoMA Museum in New York, she had a, I don't know what you would call it, some sort of contemporary performance art piece that was, air quotes, on display. And it was a microphone in the middle of the hall. And she started it by just going up to the microphone and just basically screaming. I wasn't there for this part.
Right.
But she just went up and started screaming. And then it was a microphone that just sat in the hall for 2 more weeks.
That everybody else could go
scream into. And that was her performance art piece. And so you could watch the video of her doing exactly what you're talking about. Like, that's just her shtick, I guess, is just screaming.
The better part would be if it was in the middle of a place nobody wanted to hear that. So if it was like a
it was.
For the art installation. The art installation.
No one wanted to hear that.
But put that microphone in like a concert hall with classical music going or presidential debate.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you walk up to the microphone and just start screaming.
Nowadays that might get you elected.
Yeah, we need to get Yoko to be like a field correspondent. Just like,
we now cut to,
how are things in the field, Yoko?
Faye, and that was Yoko. Thank you very much.
She has perfectly encapsulated the views of the voting public.
So I like to think that I'm pretty, like, mentally tempered. Like, I can recognize when there's talent, and it's just not my thing. Like you know, I'm not going to listen to Taylor Swift. I've got nothing against her. Clearly, she can sing, and people enjoy it. Wonderful. I'm good.
No. Don't you want to make sure that, like, she doesn't add you to her list of angry songs of ex-lovers?
Done. I'm done. I will not date her. Done.
You will never check. Never date her again.
I will not.
But now she's angry at you for not dating her.
Right.
So.
Oh, God. You can't win. Just don't get on her radar. Don't get on her radar.
She'll write your name.
But what I'm saying is, because that was a song lyric. Right.
Yeah. That's one that we all know. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can recognize, like, okay, she has the capacity to sing, and it's not terrible.
Right.
I can hear it.
There is nothing, and I'm sorry, there is nothing about Yoko Ono that I can objectively say there is talent there.
No.
She is good at this.
She's not a good singer.
Well, is she still alive?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, she can probably sing as well today as she did in her heyday.
Yeah.
Well, so there's that.
Uncontested.
So you don't lose your talent if your talent's awful when you start.
She's a performance artist. That's her thing.
It is.
Unpopular opinion, it's a low bar. But this is the same feeling I had when I went to MoMA the first time. It's like the top two or three floors blow my mind. First floor, what are we doing in here?
What is this?
There's a bale of hay stacked on top of another bale of hay.
I'm going to contest you. I don't think I think most people share your point of view.
Yeah.
Performance art is bullshit.
Yeah.
If you can captivate me with a story, amazing.
Except
what?
Andy Kaufman.
Okay, that's different.
Totally a performance artist.
I don't call that performance art. That is actual comedy.
Yeah. Well, no. But performance art can fall into that category. Right. I wouldn't say all performance art is bullshit, but I would say that kind of stuff is where it's like, I'm just going to make a noise and do a weird thing for the sake of being weird and unpredictable. Because I saw an interview with Paul Rubens, and that was all what Pee Wee Herman was. Like, he was in school as, like, everybody was doing weird performance arts, and he was like, okay, so here's what I'm going to come up with. And then he just did it and stayed in it as a performance art
character.
Thing.
Yeah.
I disagree with the definition of performance art. Yeah. I think when I say performance art, I'm specifically talking about stuff that you could only call performance art.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman, Paul Rubens, you can call that comedy.
Yeah.
Andy Kaufman, you can call that comedy. In fact, it's cringe comedy is now a very popular term.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It is so cringy, it makes you laugh. Yeah. That is now a genre. But when all you can do...
I don't know what else to call that, but...
Yeah.
Performance art.
Kaufman-esque. People perform and you can call it art, okay? It's when that's the only thing you can call it.
Yeah.
It's when that is the only thing. No one is going to call, well, no one you respect as a human being would ever call what Yoko Ono does singing.
Which is garbage.
That's great.
Performance garbage.
No, just garbage. Just don't even put that in there.
I love the thought, though, of Chuck Berry and his eyes being wide like that. Because of my favorite stories about Chuck Berry are about him, like, putting up with nobody's bullshit about anything at all. And early on, he got screwed a lot of times out of money. Mm, so the stories of him are legendary. Him showing up to a gig, and he's like, pay me now before I do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just there by himself with a guitar, drove up in his car, and there's the backing band is there. They don't know what we're going to do, and he shows up, and they're like, so what are we going to do? And he says, we're going to play Chuck Berry songs. And then he walks out there and just plays whatever the hell he wants to play.
Well, next was in G.
Yeah. No, I don't even think he gave him that.
Yeah, no, but you're absolutely right. He got taken advantage of a whole bunch, and so he learned how to play the game.
Yeah.
It's like, if these are the rules you're going to set, I'll play by your rules. I will do that.
But even Chuck Berry. So he's sitting there with John Lennon at the height of John Lennon's solo career. And he hears that going on. His eyes get wide, but he keeps singing.
Of course he does.
I'm here with John Lennon.
Well, he knows perfectly well that that's John Lennon's girl. Yeah. You know, it's just like, okay, I love my boy.
He's John freaking Lennon. He comes with this.
I understand. Yeah. Like I understand. It's like, because you watch the clip and it's just like, you don't need all these other people. You don't need them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like you've got four people. You've got the proper band, but then you've got like four other people who just have like tambourines. It's like, get out of here. Get out of here. Yoko Ono's plastic band.
Get out of here.
Just get out.
How many tambourine players do we need for this set?
Would I want to share a stage with Chuck Berry? Absolutely. Do I want to get on a stage with Chuck Berry and look completely useless? Okay, well, maybe I would.
You get to hold a tambourine at the Chuck Berry concert. You're going to hold that tambourine.
You know what? I started my statement thinking I was going to say one thing, but I convinced myself to do it otherwise. No, I'll stand on stage and look useless.
Look, I think where we've come to, if Yoko Ono, I know you're listening, if you need a tambourine, if you need a tambourine player or three, we got you guys.
Wait, whoa. You're selling us out to be in Yoko Ono's Plastic Mystery Band?
Yes.
No.
You'd do it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would. Just for the story.
I don't listen to that.
I like the idea of a Yoko Ono tambourine. Instead of like the tiny little cymbals in it, it's just like
screams. In rhythm, kind of.
No. Gosh.
You do it.
But yeah, but I feel like I can recognize talent even if I don't enjoy
it. You do it right There's now.
No, I would not.
All right. Are you kidding me? Now it's time to bring out Yoko Ono's here.
Okay.
It's the Mike Douglas show, Yoko Ono. Come on.
Wait. What are we talking about? Mike, this is a family show. I can't get into why you have throat cancer.
Okay. Okay, so serious question. Okay. In this hypothetical situation, how much work... And I'm talking right down to walking to the venue. How much work do I have to do to be on stage with Yoko Ono with my tambourine?
I think planning ruins it.
Yeah.
So no, I think you just need to show up.
Well, if I'm already there.
Yeah, you do have to get there. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, if I was going to a venue with the expressed purpose to be on stage with Yoko Ono with my tambourine.
You're in the backing band. Yoko Ono shows up in a car with her and her scream. And they say, you say, what are we doing here? She says, we're singing Yoko Ono.
Okay,
and then you go out there and you do that.
Okay, but once again, you're setting up a premise where I'm getting paid. If I'm getting paid, that's a different... I'm thinking about volunteer. If I'm getting paid, what the hell?
Wait, did we assume Yoko Ono didn't pay her people?
We're talking hypotheticals right now.
In screams.
Oh, no, okay. You would do it for the experience, for the performance part of being a tambourine player in Yoko Ono's band.
Yes. The story. The story, Keith.
How much work am I putting into this? Like, do I have to drive to Raleigh?
Look, let me start with this.
I am breaking this down.
It's a regular tambourine. It's not made of lead. You don't have to work out to be able to hold it. You just got to like hit it against your leg, probably.
All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to go to the Carolina Theater in Durham.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to park in the garage that's right across the street. You will have to get a hotel room for the night because you have obligations for dinner at 10:30
with Yoko Ono and the tambourines.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now you're hurting it.
No. Again, you can talk about whatever
you
want.
Are you guys with me?
Oh, but I told her we're a three-pack.
I would go for more work. I would work harder just for the experience of standing on stage with Yoko. Okay. And I don't really care for her.
I'm going to revise it. We're not a three-pack. We're a five-pack. We got to get Jess and Neil in this.
As long as I've got someone there with me that I can give the side eye to. As
we
long
can
as
wink.
I got that.
We can wink and kind of smile to each other because we're in on the joke that only we know.
Okay. Can I propose a change of venue?
Do you want to do it at your mom's house?
No. Well, that would help. No, I want my mom to like me. No. Myrtle Beach, Grand Ole Opry.
Okay. Wait, is
just because I want to see Yoko Ono doing her bullshit in front of people who go to the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night.
You know what would be fun about that is Myrtle Beach is the capital of like people that kind of look like or impersonators.
Walmart were a
city. Yeah. Impersonators.
Legends.
Legends. You would do that and people go like, she does look like Yoko Ono.
And unfortunately,
they would not think it's real. would not think it's real. That would be even funnier.
Oh my God. Okay, there's the idea.
Yeah.
There's the idea.
We're in a Yoko Ono cover band.
We are with Yoko Ono.
We're going to open up our own place called Legend-ish.
Legend question mark?
Yeah, and it's going to be the musical, the celebrity musical acts you don't really want to hear.
So we got Yoko.
We got Yoko. Who else?
The third bass player for Night Ranger.
I don't even know what that is.
Mike Douglas has got a host.
Can he still talk?
Hold on. Can he still talk?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he could scream.
He could scream. Okay. Good. We got to do that guy that does the tiptoe through the tulips. Who's that? Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
Yeah,
he's got to be in there. Through the tulips. Blah, 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 blah. The amazing thing is everybody can do a Tiny Tim voice. Yeah. Keith.
Yeah, all I gotta do is falsetto.
Yeah, and like look weird.
And then, like, modulate in the worst way possible.
Performance art question mark
was
right. Yeah, that's you. I don't think he was.
I'm almost willing to give. I'm willing to give Tiny Tim a pass because he made it on the billboard. I don't think Yoko Ono ever did by herself.
Wait,
yeah, not by herself.
Did he pay for the billboard?
The music listings.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, the music listings. Like, whether or not you like the song Tiptoe to the Tulips, it's sold enough copies that made it.
We know it.
We do.
I don't know any Yoko Ono songs. I know she screams. I know she had too many tambourines, but I don't know what the words were or the rhythm.
Her latest album, Screams and Tambourines.
Yeah. Tambourine Screams.
Tambourine Screams. That's the cover band name.
We're the Tambour Screams.
Wait, can I be Jeffrey Tambor?
Oh, no. Yeah. Canceled.
Yeah. Yeah. You're always canceled.
You could be Jeffrey Tambor from 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
You just live tell me which Jeffrey Tambor life.
To be. Hey, now.
Oh, wait, we went way back. That's Larry Sanders?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Well, Mike Douglas. Pre-Mike Douglas.
Okay.
Okay, it wasn't Catherine Zeta that gave him the throat problem. He blamed it on
that?
His ex-wife.
Do we know this?
That's my memory.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not saying it's definite. I'm just saying that's my memory.
And didn't he come out with that information like as a PSA?
Oh, no.
No, it was an interview.
It's not real.
No, it was on The More You Know on CBS or on NBC with that star. No?
And don't forget, my ex-wife,
the more
her naughty you, bits will give you throat cancer.
The more you know about my ex-wife's naughty bits.
I'm sure if you went to NBC and paid them enough money, they'd let you say whatever that you want, and then they'll put that now, star over.
That is a pretty good SNL sketch, too, right? Just like the little more that more you know.
More you know, yeah, exactly.
Just celebrity impersonators.
I don't even remember real ones. I know they'd show that on like Saturday morning cartoons. I remember none of them.
I think it was all people who got in trouble and had to community service.
That's exactly what it
and
was.
Have to come
if
on
it
there.
Was a celebrity, yeah. No, celebrity doesn't just say, I got some free time. Let's do something for the kids.
Let's talk about drugs.
No.
Let's talk about brushing your teeth.
You got a DWI, and it was like you could either go to jail for a weekend, community service, or you can tell kids that drugs are bad, okay. Sorry, I slipped in some South Park there.
Drugs are mine.
What would you do a PSA for, Keith?
We've already made throat cancer joke.
That's your go-to.
I got it. Don't let your kids get into performance art.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then just have a scream of like a chorus of Yoko Ono impersonators.
The more you...
And then Chuck Berry's eyes.